The following is a presentation of Foosball Radio.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
We could not believe it. We just went,
I was a good bar player.
Okay.
I was very vocal.
Very vocal.
I wanted to win.
This is Todd Lafredo. You're listening to Foosball Radio.
It's Foos Talk Live.
You talking to me?
Compelling and lively banter.
Are you going to talk to us?
Talking foosball.
Foosball was how I measured my value as a man. You took that away.
Players and fans, promoters and pros, unedited and raw.
Talk, talk, talk.
Living in the moment.
We have a lot of important things to talk about.
All while practicing social distancing.
Cool. We'll talk. No big whoop.
Let's get this thing started. Foos Talk Live.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Ho, ho, ho.
Seeing is believing.
Came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Here's hoping this special holiday edition of Foos Talk Live finds you, your family, and friends enjoying the happiest Christmas ever. This pre-recorded version of episode number 139 comes to you from the Foosball Radio Studios, spreading holiday cheer with Foos Talk Live. Hey there, I'm Tom Robinson, and I want to personally thank our Patreon pillars for their support of Foosball Radio and Foos Talk Live. Thanks to James Sparky Castillo, David Kala, Cameron Burrows, Mike Green, Jimmy Love, Dwayne Stewart, Judy Schober, Jamie Kunst, Rob Cutler, Reed Rector, Clay Toomey, and Adam Gilson. Thank you. Your support brings continued and expanding content from Foosball Radio and Foos Talk Live as we cover the greatest sport on earth. Visit patreon.com/foosballradio to find out how to become a Foosball Radio patron. Learn about the exclusive benefits we offer you. Foos Talk Live is brought to you by Original Leonhardt. The Leonhardt Tournament Model is the most popular foosball table at the ITSF World Cup. Designed and handcrafted in Germany, order online and have it delivered to your door. Visit www.original-leonhardt-usa.com and use promo code FOOSTALK to save 10% off your purchase price. It's Foos Talk Live, pre-recorded for the holidays. Yeah, it's Christmas. It's almost New Year's. It's Kwanzaa. It's Hanukkah. It's all of those things. Happy holidays.
Festivus.
I got some real problems with you people. Well, we'll get to that later. No, welcome to Foos Talk Live Holiday Edition, I guess you could say. Or yeah, it's Christmas Day.
It's a Christmas episode.
It's a Christmas episode. Okay, let's call it that. All right. Well, hey, you know, we can't be together because we're with people who really care about us. Right, Adam?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm here hanging out with you and everybody else in the foosball land. Oh, you mean family. Yeah.
Right, right.
I'm there with family, too.
People you're tight with, right?
So, yeah, they're around here somewhere.
And so how many in the household when you get together for the holidays? How many people?
So it's just the it's the in-laws and the immediate family that we have here, because all my other family is spread out in either Oregon.
Okay.
The diaspora up in Oregon and Washington and Hawaii and other places here and there. So it's my wife's parents and her sister and my son and her sister's boyfriend.
Awesome.
And that's pretty much it. That's all that lives around here. So we get together. We just had our little New Year's Eve dinner. It's New Year's Eve right now. That's our pre-recording right now.
Yeah.
New Year's?
No,
Christmas Eve.
This is Christmas Eve, man. Don't push it. We're not done with 2022 yet. Not quite yet.
Not quite yet. You're right.
You got a little more to go.
But yeah, it's just us hanging out here. It's going to be nice.
Cool.
After I'm done chatting with you and we do our thing tonight, I'm going to go down there and wrap hella presents.
Yes, I'm doing a bit of that myself. Yes, I have a few things to wrap. Yeah, my wife and I, we talked about this before. We have our tradition. You know, we go out and we window shop and find each other something to, you know, that we want. It was so funny today because, you know, we had gone out for Christmas Eve, you know, our traditional thing. And as we went through the malls, you know, there's quite a few of them. We go through the malls and just look at, you know, things that maybe kind of like that or this or that. And we're both like, I'm not sure what I really want, you know. The purpose is just to go out and just spend some time and walk around and just look at stuff and watch and people watch, you know.
Right. So basically,
you know, we got each other some small stuff and yeah, but I still got her some things that she's going to open tomorrow. You know,
that's nice.
Christmas
so day. That's your it's the to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. And it's going to be steak and shrimp tomorrow night for dinner. So I can't wait for that.
Are you making it or going out somewhere?
No, we're gonna make it here. Yeah, absolutely. And any ideas or any tips to you know, for we got two New York strips, so iron skillet, nice and hot, bit of butter and garlic and.
Well, I mean, what I would do is I would get them ready tonight, trim them up however you want it to be, and put some. I use Lowry's almost exclusively now with beef.
Lowry's.
And put some Lowry's. Yeah, put it on it and. On both sides, semi-liberally, depending on where you're at with salt, and put it on a grate in your fridge overnight to dry brine it. Get the outside nice and dry and desiccated.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you get your cast iron skillet piping hot with. I use a nice high heat oil, like avocado oil.
Okay.
Get it in there. Throw it in there and don't move it for about 2 minutes. Flip. Another 2 minutes, and then I turn it down depending on how you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I turn it down and I throw a knob or two or three of butter in there, mm-hmm. and whatever herbs that you have, your aromatics, garlic cloves or whatever,
right?
And then you just spoon it over, flip it maybe once or twice, because at that point the bark should be set. And you can either let it finish on top of there, or you can throw it in the oven at 350 or 375 or 400,
okay,
until your preferred temperature.
And then how many more minutes in the oven?
How thick are they? About an inch, inch and a half.
Inch and a half, yeah.
If you get a good 2 minutes on each side plus some basting, and then in the oven at 375, that thickness, depending, it's always different, but you know, approximately 7 to 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, okay, so that's quick. That's quick.
But I mean, so keep in mind, like, what temperature do you like it at?
Oh, I love it at definitely, you know, pink medium. For sure.
Medium.
Yeah.
Medium.
Right.
Okay, so you're looking at like 140-ish or plus or minus, you know, in that range depending on. Mm-hmm. So, probably more towards the 10 minutes. And then pull it out, stick it in a bowl or in a plate, and then dump your juices on there and let it sit. And then the carryover heat's going to take it up to about 140 to where you want it to be.
Got it. Yeah, so it always has to rest, what, 10, 15 minutes, something like that?
It doesn't always have to rest, but it doesn't hurt it, especially if you know, it doesn't collect juices. Like, that's a myth. None of that's true.
Right. No, I just want to open up a bottle of Shiraz to go with it. And Yeah, that'll be nice.
You know, I know this is Foos Talk Live and Foosball Radio and Foosball this, but
it is.
We're talking food and family because four of my favorite F's are food, foosball, and family.
Yeah.
And this is just part of that whole process, right? You know, when we're talking about Christmas time.
It's
the holiday season.
Everybody's got, you know, some sort of tradition, and you know, I would have a feeling, you know, certain families out there, like let's say the family Rue, you know, Terry and Keisha and Sullivan and the family, they're probably
Arden,
and they're probably playing foosball for Christmas this year.
Oh sure,
you know,
yeah,
what a cool thing.
Everybody's
that would be.
Yeah. So you have your family tradition. You told me today was going in window shopping for each other, right?
That's it.
Which I think that's really sweet. I would love to hear what everybody else is. I mean, we'd normally be on Twitch doing this right now.
Right. Normally, but you know, because it is not a live show tonight, we're doing it different. But that's which is cool.
You know, and we could have done it live, but I don't know who would have showed up. What sad sacks are going to be doing this kind of thing on a New Year or Christmas Eve?
You know, I think most people would be thinking like, dudes, do you have like a life? Or that's all you do.
but anyway, so yeah, so I don't know. I'm just excited. You know, we always talk about Tom, or you know, I talk about a lot about as much as I love foosball and everything that we do, I'm mostly there for the people.
Oh yeah.
Right.
For the family.
And the translation there is family as well. So
it is.
Well, I thought I had a bigger point than that, but
I think that it's probably best if we, you know, certainly get to the point here when it comes to this episode, which is really we've come up with our own version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." The famous is it Lewis Carroll that wrote that?
No, but if it's actually popular, we can say we. But if nobody likes it, then we'll say you.
It's a slight rewrite of the classic "Twas the Night Before Christmas," but ours, of course, is foosball oriented, and it's called "Twas the Night Before the Tournament."
I love that. Wait, so hold on. I want to know who wrote that though, because that wasn't
Lewis Carroll.
If Lewis Carroll wrote it, it'd be something that the Jabberwocky was in your living room. Clement Clark Moore.
Clark Moore, gotcha.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Right. Clark Moore.
So I have my copy. I mean, I am.
So do you want to? You want to just trade lines, or do you want to do like a certain?
Let's trade stanzas.
Okay, we'll just trade. Okay, so I can begin, and you'll take the next line.
not lines.
This is a dress rehearsal, by the way.
Yeah, well, good.
It's like a table read, you know, when you get together with the rest of the cast members. Let's say if you're doing voiceover for a cartoon, you'd have to get together with your cast members. Everybody gets a copy of their script and they have to read as if they're, you know, they're in their parts, and you know, the lines go back and forth and everybody gets an idea as to the timing and where they're going. And then you go back into the booth and record it for real.
So we're going to go stanza by stanza.
Stanza by stanza. That's it.
Okay. Okay. And you start. Okay.
All right. So I'll give you the title and the first stanza, but it starts like this. "'Twas the night before the tournament. 'Twas the night before the tournament when all through the house not a foozer was stirring, not even Mark Krause.
The wraps were hung by the table with care in hopes that I would kick ass at amateur doubles with my partner, Pierre.
Oh, Pierre. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of foosballs danced in their heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long mixed doubles match."
It didn't rhyme, did it? Oh,
well. I just mispronounced it.
Oh.
A long mixed doubles map.
Map. There we go. "When out in the garage there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away down the stairs I flew like a flash, tore open the door and lit up some hash."
Never would have guessed it. "The moon on the floor of the dusty garage gave the luster of midday to my foosball barrage.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but Totti Maserati in his world championship gear.
With a slight flick so lively and quick, I knew in a moment I should probably kick him out.
Then more rap than I could shout, his partners, but they came, and he whistled and yelled and called them by name. Now Tony, now Ryan, now Rico, now Terry. On Furry, on Cindy, on Mares and Spear.
To the top of the table, to the far wall. Now pass away, pass away, pass me the ball.
As dead bar pull shots before that wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle like a poke in the eye. So up to the garage top, the foosers they flew, with the rack full of balls and St. Totti too.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the table the practicing of each rollover ever so stable.
As I drew in my breath and was turning around, down the driveway came St. Totti with a leap and a bound.
I can see that, by the way. He was dressed all in satin from his head to his waist, with his clothes were garnished with World Cup level taste.
A bundle of wraps he had flung out on his neck, and he looked like a winner just collecting his check.
His his eyes, how they blinked, his shot, how scary, his passes were like velvet, his two-row, so cherry. You're next.
Oh, let me enjoy the moment. His two-row dead bar was like shooting a bow, and it was truly then that St. Toddy did put on a show.
Shooting high and shooting low, he gave no relief because, as St. Toddy the Foozer, he just gives you grief.
He had a thin face and a dark mop of hair. The way he played, he seemed not to care.
He was clever and sharp, a right jolly old Foozer. And I laughed when I saw him, even though I was the loser.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. He soon let me know it was his five row I would dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and racked the balls, then turned with a jerk.
Letting loose a barrage of foosball fury, St. Toddy laid waste to that dusty old garage.
And then he sprang to his van, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like an ICBM missile. Or something.
Something. ICBM missile.
Hey.
Okay, I got one more. Hold on. I just gotta. Really? Okay, it's a Christmas cheer. Okay. But I heard him exclaim as he flew out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good fight."
I feel so much better now. How about you?
What you have on your hands here, Tom, is an instant classic, in my opinion.
A classic? Wow.
I don't know if you're going to do some rewrites to that, but it sang to me.
It sang to you. Okay.
It spoke that to me. Something. Well, anytime I get to read a poem and talk about smoking hash, I know that it's a winner.
There is something to be said for... you know, the festive atmosphere of any foosball tournament, correct?
I just can't believe you worked an intercontinental ballistic missile into this.
Well, they're
so
quick.
So wait a minute, is the gist of this poem is that Todd Lafredo shows up and just...
Toddy Maserati. I didn't say
Toddy
Lafredo.
Maserati. Sorry, St. Toddy Maserati shows up and just like rolls you in your own garage and then leaves.
That's it.
That's it. Is Bye. There a lesson to be taken? Is there a lesson there? Maybe there isn't. Maybe it's about the friends we make along the way.
He brought the whole
I'll
gang.
I'll tell you
though.
One thing. I think that should be, that's just a tradition every year.
Okay.
The reading of that. I think everybody wants to do that.
Okay. Well, we'll give.
But they'll have no choice.
More people opportunities in the future to do their best with that.
By the way, we talked about this. We were doing this last night on the Foos Talk Live pre-show,
yes.
Which is only... accessible to Foosball Radio patrons.
Yes.
So if you want to check it out at patreon.com/...
Foosball Radio.
Foosball Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Foosball Radio. You can chip in $5, $10, $15, $100,000 a month, whatever you feel is good on your conscience. And you also get exclusive access and early access to some things, especially starting... In hopefully about a month or so, a new podcast that I'll be doing for Foosball Radio called My Greatest.
Yes, that
where
would be cool.
I talk to a person or just chat and talk about their greatest win and their greatest loss and why. And I already suspect that the reasons why and the reasons and the win and the loss are going to be not what you would expect more often than not.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a brilliant thing that people for those who are really into this into the being a fan of the game and really have respect for certain of course all the players that are really at the top to hear the greatest and of course their worst moment. I think it's fantastic. I mean that's all day long. That's going to be great and very entertaining.
And you're right. And not only is it a learning experience, we've all had them. And the only concern is that how much Foosters hate talking about their matches.
Yeah.
I hope I can get it out of people to talk about their matches.
Maybe.
I'm being sarcastic. No, I'm being sarcastic. There's not a Fooster alive that wouldn't sit there and just start talking to you.
You might.
While you're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's them talking about it that puts you to sleep. Anyways.
As I recall, we had that conversation with Hannah D. Smith and, of course, Sullivan Rue. And according to Hannah... Sullivan could be asleep, but she's talking to you because she wants to pretend like she's awake, but she's actually sleeping. Remember that
right.
aspect of that? That sounds, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Hell.
That sounds like hell.
So there you have it. 'Twas the night before the tournament. We are, you know, of course, going to be back together again in 2023 live January 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue with that list. The top 25 singles players, male single yep. players on the U.S. tour. How do you think that's going to go, by the way, the rest of it?
I know how it's going to go as far as what the 10 are. I think what will be interesting, what's been most interesting about all of those things is people's reactions to it.
Right.
And the conversations to be had and what it kind of reveals about the upper echelon of players.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still think, I mean, I know that we talked about that, or Jim and Mark thought that Todd should be higher, even though he has a whole poem written about him. But, you know, you think about the top 10 and you think about what's iconic. An iconic singles player should be in the top 10. And I'm just, you know, Todd is good. But, like, can you think? I mean, this is my challenge question for Jim and Mark when we do that. The final 10 is, like, could you see any of the final 10? Could you switch them with Todd? And that's no disrespect to Todd, because
right.
these people, they're all in rarefied air. Like, it's not like I'm on the outside looking in at what they have done and making, rendering an opinion. And I'm more than happy to say that I could be wrong. But I still question that. In my thought process, it's like,
mm-hmm.
where Jim had him, Todd in his list was sixth, I think.
Yep.
And then look at who number six actually is and say, could you switch these two? Like, and who would you move? I don't know. You know, it's degrees. It's like a game of millimeters at this point. So
it is. It's and that's why it's so interesting, exciting, and of course thought provoking as to really, okay, you think so and so and so and so should maybe juxtapose or be switched in some way, but
right.
You know, yeah. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see.
And I'm a fan of my thoughts being provoked. I like it.
Provocative. Always provocative.
Yeah. And profane.
Yeah. Yeah. So Thunderdome. It's happening in the very first part of 2023. It's important. It's important because it's the second Thunderdome. It is as little as a year.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it would have actually been last, you know, a few months ago, if not for the hurricane and whatnot.
Right,
so, it's going to be in less than a year. It's going to be the second Thunderdome, and it's going to be at a different location, but it was where Florida mm-hmm. State was held this year.
Right.
Nice hotel in Tampa.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. So, I you know, I'm very excited about that.
It's the 7th through the 9th. Is that what it is?
6th, 7th, 8th. January 6th, 7th, 8th. And I'll be there with Inside Foos with coverage. And that's where I'll be doing some more stuff for Foosball Radio. And as well, I'm there. So I'm very excited about that. So, you know, just getting the year going, hitting the ground running, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera.
You lucky stiff, man. I would take, because it's 10 here in upstate New York right now. I know where you live. It's what, 72, 3?
It was like 70 today, yeah.
70, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, me freezing to death would love to be in Florida. And I would be if I wasn't working. But that's the way it goes sometimes, you know? But
right. Yeah. As a friend of mine used to say, sometimes... what did he used to say? Sometimes feathers, sometimes chickens. No. Does that sound right? I think that's what it was. Sometimes feathers, sometimes chickens.
Yeah, that's a philosophy. I've heard it.
Have you heard that? Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that philosophy. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug.
Sometimes you're the heavy whipping cream. Sometimes you're the whisk.
Ooh, that's profound. Eh? That's profound, truly.
It's profane.
Profane. That too.
No, I'm kidding. It's not profane, no. But anyways, I don't know. I think, you know, what's the saying? We always want to leave them wanting more.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
So.
And you do.
Maybe it's time to moonwalk out of here, Tom. But,
moonwalk for Christmas.
I wish you a very happy Christmas Day time with your with your loved ones.
And to you too. You're the entire family. I mean, I wish you the best of food, as I know you'll have, and have a couple of vodkas on me.
I will, and you will get the bill sooner rather than later. And also to all of our foosball friends and listeners and people out there, I wish you a happy holidays as well. And thank you for, as always, I always get reflective this time of year and start thinking.
Yeah.
About how we
you take stock.
We do what we do because we enjoy it, but it's also nice to know that people are out there listening.
Yep. And we are eternally grateful in the sense that we are now in the process of achieving our fifth year as an entity of Foosball Radio, and of course pushing 3 years for Foos Talk Live this coming year. So
that's incredible.
All kinds of good things happening, man. 2023 is going to be a great year, not just in general, but for foosball especially. So there you have it. And we do have a special thing happening for New Year's Eve, but we'll get to that. I don't want to reveal. So anyway, so happy Christmas, Merry New Year, or I'm sorry, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Festivus for the rest of us.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Feats of strength coming up.
Foosball tournaments are everywhere. Foos Talk Live proudly presents a weekly update of events near you with the Foos Talk Live Tournament Beat. Here's what's up. We start the new year off right with the 716 Foosball Club. They proudly present the 6th annual Foosball Tournament, January 7th, 2023, at Bison Billiards Transit Road in Williamsville, New York. The Thunderdome No Pro, Tampa, January 6th through January 8th, Holiday in Clearwater, Florida. Then it's the 2023 Kentucky State Tour kickoff, February 1st through the 5th, Clarion Hotel in Lexington, Kentucky. It's the Moneyball Northwest Foosball Tournament, February 16th through the 19th at the Hyatt Regency, Portland, Oregon. It's the $5,000 DFW Championships of Foosball, February 17th through 19th. Carrollton Chop Shop Sports Garage, Carrollton, Texas. The Wisconsin State Championship is March 16th through the 19th at Mad Apple Billiards, Appleton, Wisconsin. The 2023 Hall of Fame Classic, taking place April 12th through the 16th at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Tornado Championships, August 30th through the 4th, 2023, at the Clarion Hotel, Lexington, Kentucky. Each week, we do our best to give you the most up-to-date listing of foosball tournaments near you. If you have an event you'd like to add, send us all the details to info@foosballradio.com. Tune in every week for the Foos Talk Live Tournament Beat. Foos Talk Live is a product of Foosball Radio. With gratitude, we recognize our Foosball Radio Patreons, our Foos Talk Live sponsor, original-leonhardt-usa.com, and thanks to InsideFoos.com for use of their audio during the show. Tune in again next week for another episode of Foos Talk Live. In the meantime,
we'll see you foosin'.